In a proper society, should it be illegal merely to advocate the initiation of force? What about for someone to advocate cold-blooded murder? And should it then be illegal to merely advocate socialist-type laws, since they imply or even openly advocate the initiation of force? And it's a very similar thing. If you are advocating socialism or force as a principle, as a theory, you have every right to do that. But when you advocate it in the form of a specific crime, which you are helping to bring about, for instance, you are instigating a crowd to go and kill somebody, or you yourself are an accessory. In other words, you're carrying out your corrupt idea in a particular tangible way, then, of course, that should be illegal. But if you're merely saying, like Plato said, for instance, mankind is corrupt, and if the philosophers don't rule them, we'll never have a proper society. And if, in fact, we don't kill the worst elements, if he's not allowed to say that, we're back to the preceding question. Certainly it's not illegal, it should not be, to advocate socialist-type rules. Again, the fact that a certain crime is implied by a philosophy does not mean that crime is committed by the philosophy or its advocates. Now here's Kant again. But is Kant a criminal? Could Kant have foreseen or intended the harmful consequences of his ideas? Because you can't be a criminal without some kind of motivation. Now, my answer is intent, up to a point, you can hold wrong views and you don't see that they're wrong. You think sincerely, if utterly wrongly, that they're good. I think the great majority of medievals, for instance, had no idea, would not know what you're talking about even. If you said God was a fantasy without any basis in evidence, they simply wouldn't have a clue what you meant. So you could not say they intend harmful consequences. Some of the rulers, maybe some of the popes. But now when you get to Kant, you can't give him the excuse that he has offering a fantasy, with rewards, and he's mistaken, but, maybe his intent is good. He offers nothing but destruction consistently in every field. No reality, no knowledge, no happiness, no nothing. He's a total nihilist. And you can't be a nihilist through ignorance. You can't hate and try to wipe out everything and say, gee, I just didn't know any better. There's a limit to how stupid a person can be.